Hey everyone, Mike Wobshaw with Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen with you for another somber Between the Lines post-game report brought to you by Gatorade. The Vikings lose today 26-20 at FedEx Field to the Washington Redskins, falling to 5-4. Paul, an exciting game at the end as the Vikings drove down the field to try and score the game tying touchdown, but they came up too short.
Yeah, this is getting exhausting. Four consecutive losses. Detroit Lions are now in first place. Bradford was mostly fantastic. You know, the interception by second-year guy Preston Smith was an awesome, awesome play by a defensive end. Stephon Diggs was terrific. He had a bunch of yards. You know, Vikings couldn't run the ball again, which was a problem. They finally got to Kirk Cousins at the end of the game with a Danielle Hunter sack. I thought the pressure was okay today, but they just were not good enough to close and lose 26-20, where the common thread for the 2016 Minnesota Vikings stayed en vogue today. It's that of injury, where they lose one of their best defensive players, Eric Kendricks, early in the game, already without Captain Munnerlyn into the game. Left tackle Jake Long was hurt at the end of the game. It's very, very frustrating right now.
Yeah, injuries are severely impacting the Vikings season. They do that to every team every season, but it is especially bad, it seems, for the Minnesota Vikings. Sam Bradford, as Paul said, 302 yards passing with two touchdowns on 30 of 38 passing. Stephon Diggs, not a career day because he had 182 against the Packers, but a very good day, 164 yards on 13 targets for Stephon Diggs. Now, I think that Mike Zimmer, again, may talk about liking the toughness of this team because they were down 14-0, battled back with 20 straight points, lost the lead, and then drove down the field at the end of the game to put themselves in position to try and throw it into the end zone for a touchdown, but it didn't happen. What are the building blocks now going into next week's game? Because the Vikings have another tough opponent, the Arizona Cardinals, coming to US Bank Stadium.
Yeah, a couple of things here. First, before the building blocks, a couple of common threads are developing. The Vikings are losing game after game after game. And kicker Blair Walsh missed an extra point. So, you know, even though he made two, that's still going to be a talker this week. From a building block standpoint, the toughness of the Vikings and the tenacity definitely was something about which to be proud. You know, Everson Griffin just kept bringing it at the end of the game. I thought Anthony Barr had a pretty good game with a tackle for loss. Stephon Diggs, we mentioned. Kyle Rudolph, Adam Thielen was spectacular. Sam Bradford was good. But the Vikings have given up first place for the first time this season, and the Detroit Lions are in first. So there are building blocks. Arizona's tough. You come back home, and you just have to continue to stay positive and find a way to get out of this crappy losing streak. My God.
I think a building block for the offense is the quick game with Stephon Diggs. It looked very good today. You want to continue that defensively. You just got to get healthy. I mean, the injuries impacted the offense early on. Now it's the defense, as you detailed earlier. So Vikings got to get back to work this week. They play the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. That game is at US Bank Stadium, of course. So on behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Mike Wobshaw signing off for now. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.